2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dijanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
That commute in this morning, Dave, to work, it was scary. There's so many construction zones that I don't know what's going on, but they just pool with lots and lots of water. It was crazy.
It's why you should take the train in. It's great to just ride on the tracks, not have to hydroplane your way in like you did. Did you see what the snowfall is in Snow Basin?
No.
10 inches.
That's amazing. It's got to be doing wonders for our mega drought, right?
So excited. Please let there be a ski season. Please, I'm begging. It's 9:08. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
We're getting a lot more information on that kidnapping of Americans in Haiti. $1 million each. That's right. A gang of kidnappers, they've named their price, Dave, on those American missionaries held hostage for ransom. It's what we suspected would happen. So I want to take you inside how these negotiations work. And I want to give you some hope, Dave, that the FBI will whittle down that final offer to much less than $1 million.
The president has been briefed and is receiving regular updates on what the State Department and the FBI are doing to bring these individuals home safely.
Debbie, you're talking about paying this ransom.
Yes.
What are you talking about? We pay ransoms? We pay the terrorists?
Not the taxpayers. It's not the feds. It's on the families to pay.
I want to know why we're playing these money games, this cat and mouse, bunch of thugs in Haiti. Here, I'll make it simple. Send in the U.S. military, rescue our folks, and send a message to the world that if you kidnap Americans, we're bringing down the wrath.
Representative Chris Stewart calling the show in our 11 o'clock hour, and we're going to ask him that very question, Dave.
Countdown to...
You're fired! Unbelievable. The head coach. Dave, is this Washington State University's head football coach?
Yep.
He just gave up a $15.6 million contract to stand by what I consider his stubbornness to get vaccinated. The gov there set a deadline for state employees to be fully vaccinated. The coach snubbed the gov, and the gov did not blink. Yesterday, the head coach was told, "You can just pound sand, sir."
You're fired.
And he's given up all that money? Do you think he'll really give up that money? I mean, I know they're going to try to get out of it, but he signed that contract. I bet there wasn't a vaccine clause when he signed that contract. I'm not so convinced he's giving up that money. We're going to talk to a defense attorney, Greg Skordas, about this very thing. What are his rights? Does he have any rights, or is he just fired and out all that cash? Here's another little angle to it that's interesting. He asked for a religious exemption, and it was denied.
Launch countdown one.
I don't know if I'm the only one who's noticing it, and I have a sneaking suspicion I am not. These construction zones all around the valley are pooling with a lot of water. Dave, I almost hydroplaned. It was going to be the Dave Show today for a split second there as I was coming off I-15. And I have newer tires on my car. It was happening on the 6 North off-ramp where there's a bunch of cones there. It's a mess out there all across the valley along the Wasatch Front. Thankfully, Dave and I, with the help of our amazing team here at KSL News Radio, we've got you covered. We've got meteorologist Grant Wayman calling the show in just a moment to tell us how much water we'll squeeze out of this storm when it finally stops, David.
Doesn't it feel like our roads are built for snow? We
yes.
do a great job with snow.
Good point.
As soon as we get heavy water, my goodness, look at these puddles, as you were talking about. There's nothing that scares me more than hydroplaning. Hydroplaning terrifies me. I'll drive in the snow all day long before I drive in the rain.
Dave and Dijanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Right. Here we go again. just like last week. We've got a ton of rain coming down. It started yesterday afternoon, and then the pools of water started to form all over. We got many lakes out there. On I-215 on the east side, Dave, there's a construction zone there. There was a lot of standing water. There was warnings about standing water as I drove onto I-80 this morning. And then there was that moment on 6 North where I thought I was going to lose control of my car. Yes, was I going too fast? You betcha. But look, I mean, I didn't see that there was any pools of water ahead until I was in them. So you got to slow it down. Let me be your prime example, Dave.
Yeah, you got to slow down. But what's scary about the hydroplaning, you can hydroplane slow with slow speeds as well. So it's just a scary situation.
Grant Wayman, waiting on the line, KSL meteorologist. Give us a skinny on this storm. How much are we getting out there?
Hey, Deb. Hey, Dave. Actually, it is starting to wind down now, but, man, the water amounts have been pretty impressive. The last I looked at Salt Lake International, it was like 0.8 inches of water, so close to an inch of water, which is great. When you add to the fact that we were already kind of reached our monthly average out of the last storm, so it is now officially a wetter than average October, not to mention the next storm that looks like it might get in here Sunday leading into Monday.
One of the things I love, Grant, every morning you tweet out pictures and forecasts on your Twitter profile, but I saw pictures of snow. Give us an update.
Yeah.
What does the snow look like?
Well, we showed a couple of those snow stakes, you know, that a lot of the resorts have right now. And I want to say at last check, it was like up to like 10 inches snowbird. It was close to that at Snow Basin. We were going for like 6 to 12, so it could wind up being about a foot at the resorts out of this storm. So, I mean, that's impressive. Here's a crazy stat that Kevin Eubank left me from last night. I didn't know this, but resorts have opened in October before.
Wow.
It's rare. It's happened a couple of times. Honestly, we got the snow now. We add to that next week. I mean, do we see a resort opening in October? I don't know. We might.
That would be amazing.
Please.
Grant Wayman, KSL meteorologist, final question. Will this storm be moved out of here by the time Jeff Kaplan hits the air this afternoon with afternoon news?
Great question. Yes. I think by noon, a lot of this wraps up. So by the time Jeff's on, I think we're good.
Grant Wayman, thanks for joining us, KSL meteorologist. Nearly a foot of snow up in the mountains. You see a ton of rain down here, an inch of rain. So if you're staring at all these puddles, yeah, there's good reason.
We're going to continue
wild weather.
To follow Utah's wild weather throughout the morning right here on KSL News Radio. And as soon as we have any major updates regarding weather or traffic, you'll bet we'll be bringing it to you live. The minute it happens, when we know, you'll know. So straight ahead, Dave, there's this major controversy that really does, just by default, involve BYU football, because its next opponent, Washington State, just lost its head coach. He got fired. Washington State University firing their head coach and several assistants after they refused to be vaccinated.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.